So this is the beginning of Sekura Underground. I am your host, DJ Sekura. DJ Silent is also with us today.
Yes.
And you have a special show for us today.
Was going to.
You were going to.
I was going to.
You were going to.
Last night, Sakura-san and I were working on a Sakura Underground hip-hop and rap playlist. And we started working on it a little bit, but we woke up this morning to the news that Tyler Hawkins, drummer from the Foo Fighters, passed away. Kind of
So,
put a damper on the day.
a lot of people were upset.
A lot of people were upset. A lot of people also don't know that he was also the drummer for Alanis Morissette. Which I found.
He was very busy.
He was main man in Foo Fighters other than Dave Grohl. So this is a big loss. So we didn't finish the playlist. It's going to be a short underground. We're going to play a Foo Fighters song, and then we're going to go into the playlist that we started, that we didn't finish, that we will finish at some later date.
Okay, so we're going to play a Foo Fighters song now.
Go for it.
We have this legendary song. It's a classic, and it's quite lovely, and it's a romantic song. It has nice lyrics. This is Sekura Underground. Rest in peace.
Tyler Hawkins.
Here for
welcome back to Sakura Underground. That was the Foo Fighters. Oh, the drummer has passed away.
Yes.
Drummer Tyler.
Yes.
So, that's a lovely song. I like that video a lot. It's got this big hand. And he's a main member of like that video. Really sad.
Yes.
Sad. All right.
So now we're going to transition into...
Now for something completely different.
Yeah.
We're going to get our ghetto on. Sorry.
Our hip-hop on.
We are inspired by 90s rap.
Hip-hop.
DJ.
We were going to have an entire playlist of this, but... It got short when we heard about the news about the Foo Fighters, so.
So we can just mix it up. It's fine, you know.
We'll try.
Yeah, that's all we can do. So we're going to go to something completely different.
In the Wayback Machine, the disposable heroes of hypocrisy.
Strap in, we're going into our Wayback Machine. Disposable heroes. Television, the drive of the nation. Greeting him.
This song is about the effects of television. It is up to artists of conscience to create television which can be watched critically and can provoke critical thought. Television is a drug. Television is a drug. I felt that it was important to use the medium to critique the medium. I want them to think anything. I don't want them not to think. Put something in front of them that could be thought of critically as opposed to passively.
Well, on a brighter note,
commercial break.
The government has now banned the carrying of spears.
Stop about every 1,000 miles ain't asking too much, is it?
You might wish to stay on and listen.
It was a place where everything was legal.
I met this woman.
So if you're looking for emotional satisfaction, my advice to you is seek professional help.
Thank you for joining us live on the air.
My pleasure.
One nation under God has turned into one nation under the influence of one drug. Television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. TV, its satellite links are United States of unconsciousness. Apathetic, therapeutic, and extremely addictive. The methadone metronome, pumping out 150 channels 24 hours a day. You can flip through all of them, and still there's nothing worth watching. TV is a reason why less than 10% of our nation reads books daily. Why most people think Central America means Kansas. Socialism means un-American, and apartheid is a new headache remedy. Absorbed in this world, it's so hard to find us. It shapes our minds the most. Maybe the mother of our nation should remind us that we're sitting too close to the television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. TV is a stomping ground for political candidates, where bears in the woods are chased by Grecian formulated bald eagles. TV is mechanized politics, remote control over the masses, co-sponsored by environmentally safe gases. Watch for the PBS special. It's a perpetuation of the two-party system, where image takes precedence over wisdom, where soundbite politics are served to the fast food culture, where straight teeth in your mouth are more important than the words that come out of it. Race baiting is the way to get selected. Willie Horton or will he not get elected on television? The drug of a nation, Reading ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation. Reading ignorance and feeding radiation.
On the screen is an address where you can mail your tithe offering or gift of love.
Okay, got the idea? All right, now let's concentrate.
We're
living through television.
TV, is it the reflector or the director? Does it imitate us or do we imitate it? Because a child watches 1,500 murders before he's 12 years old. And then we wonder why we created a Jason generation that learns to laugh rather than abhor the whore. TV is a place where armchair generals and quarterbacks can experience firsthand the excitement of video warfare as the theme song is sung in the background. Sugar-sweet sitcoms that leave us with a bad actor taste, while pop stars metamorphosize into soda pop stars. You saw the video, you heard the soundtrack. Well, now go buy the soft drink. Well, the only cola that I support would be a Union COLA cost of living allowance on television. The drug of the nation. Reading ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation. Reading ignorance and feeding radiation. Back again, new and improved. We return to our irregularly programmed schedule, hidden cleverly between heavy-breasted beer and car commercials. CNN, ESPN, ABC, BCB, TNT, but mostly BS, where oxymoronic language like virtually spotless, fresh, frozen, light yet filling, and military intelligence have become standard. TV is a place where phrases are redefined, like recession to necessary downturn, crude oil on a beach to moose, civilian death to collateral damages, and being killed by your own army is now called friendly fire. TV is a place where the pursuit of happiness has become the pursuit of trivia, where toothpaste and cars have become sex objects, where imagination is sucked out of children by a cathode ray nipple. TV is the only wet nurse that would create a cripple. Television, the drug of the nation. Reading ignorance, feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation. Reading ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation. Reading ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation. Reading ignorance and feeding radiation.
And welcome back to iHeart. No, we're Sakura Underground. Oh, yes, you would never hear that on iHeart J-Rock because the language. Television.
I hope you learned something.
The drug of a nation. I learned that Joe Biden was in that video.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Joe Biden's been in politics his entire life.
Did his silent just inform me of that as well? That was Disposable Heroes of Hypocrisy.
One of the greatest bands you could have ever seen live back in the day.
That was really good. That was very informative.
Yes. Not as many people watch television anymore, but it still holds true for all these internet channels. I mean, it's the same idea.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, next song.
What is next?
You know more, what's next? More hip hop.
More hip hop. We got Ice Cube. It was a good day.
Today was a good day.
Today was a good day.
Let's go.
We're going.
Waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no smog. And mama cooked the breakfast with hog. I got my grub on, but didn't pig out. Finally got a call from a girl I wanna dig out. Hooked it up for later as I hit the dope. Thinking, will I live another 24? I gotta go, cause I got me a drop top. And if I hit the switch, I can make the ass drop. To stop at a red light, looking in my mirror, not a jacker in sight, and everything is all right. I got a beat from Kim, and she could do it all night. Called up the homies, and I'm asking y'all, which part are y'all playing basketball? Get me on the court, and I'm troubled. Last week, messed around and got a triple-double. Freaking brothers every way like MJ. I can't believe today was a good day. To the pad and hit the showers. Didn't even get no static from the cowards. Cause just yesterday, them booze tried to blast me. Saw the police and they rolled right past me. No flexing, didn't even look in a brother's direction as I ran the intersection. Went to show dog's house, they was watching Yo MTV raps. What's the haps on the craps? Shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em. Roll 'em in a circle of homies and watch me break 'em with a 7. 7-Eleven, 7-Eleven, 7 even back door little jump. I picked up the cash flow. Then we play bones, and I'm yelling domino. Plus nobody I know got killed in South Central LA. Today was a good day. Left my homie's house paid. Picked up a girl, been trying to dig since the 12th grade. It's ironic. I had the boo, she had the chronic. The Lakers beat the Supersonics. Felt on the big fat fanny. Pulled out the jammy and killed the poo nanny. And my Jimmy runs deep, so deep, so deep. Put her butt to sleep. Woke her up around 1. She didn't hesitate to call Ice Cube the Top Gun. Drove her to the pad and I'm coasting. Took another sip of the potion. Hit the 3-wheel motion. I was glad everything had worked out. Dropped the bird off and then chirped out. Today was like one of those fly dreams. Didn't even see a berry flashing those high beams. No helicopter looking for the murder. 2 in the morning, got the fat burger. Even saw the lights of the Goodyear blimp. And it read Ice Cube's a pimp. Drunk as hell, but no throwing up. Halfway home, and my pager still blowing up. Today I didn't even have to use my AK. I gotta say it was a good day.
I don't think it was a good day for Ice Cube.
Well, it said to be continued, and it never was continued.
Why? They left us hanging. He went into his house.
Those were video versions of these songs, by the way. If you're wondering.
Yeah, we're doing YouTube this week. Because it's fun.
Ice Cube had a good day, and he rolled up in front of his house, and he was walking in. It was like 3 in the morning, and then he was surrounded by police. That's what you heard.
That was a SWAT team coming to get him.
Maybe he got swatted. He was playing the wrong video game.
Oh, he was not playing Elden Ring.
Are you playing Elden Ring?
I'm playing Elden Ring.
You know what? Elden Ring is fucking hard.
Seriously. I die like 500 times in like 1 hour. I can't. It's so annoying. Runes? No. I don't even bother with that anymore. Leveling? No. I lose my ruins. I can't get them back. I have to go kill things. So it would be really nice if you like smash all the stuff you can get ruins. That would be helpful. Anyways.
It wasn't designed for you.
It was not designed for me. If it was designed for me, it would be a lot fucking easier.
One more song for
we
now.
We have another. Is this a hip-hop song? It's Hits from the Bong.
Yes.
We are in Massachusetts.
I wonder what it would be like to take a hit from a bong in Japan. Near impossible.
I'm sure it will be.
I know the Japanese drug laws are...
They're not nice to people that just smoke weed.
No.
What? Why? Why? It's weed. It's natural. It grows.
If any of you out there are in Japan and have smoked weed, please tell us.
Yes, answer.
Talk to us about the drug culture in Japan. Not drug culture, just weed.
Just weed.
Okay.
Well, weed is... Never mind. I won't go into that. We'll just play Hits from the Bong from Cypress Hill. We're going back in the way back. We're going to the 90s.
Yeah.
you, Mary Jane. Yeah. Hey, and welcome back to Secret Underground. We're going to play one more song. DJ Silent wanted to hear a Tupac. Living in the City.
No.
What?
That's a line in the song, but...
What? What? You didn't want to hear that? Do you want to hear that?
Yes.
California, featuring Dr. Dre.
I thought you were saying that was the name of the song.
No, it's called California Love, featuring Dr. Dre. This will be the last song for the Sakura Underground.
Please think and keep... Somebody important died. Please remember them.
Yeah. Well, Tupac has long gone. Are you speaking about...
I'm talking about the Foo Fighters. You're
fine. Well, you say what you needed to say, DJ Sun.
I tried to.
I will cut all that out. Just say whatever you want to say.
This was going to be a full hip-hop playlist, but because of the tragic events of yesterday, we decided to cut it short. Please keep the Foo Fighter family in your mind and the family of Tyler. He had kids and a wife and all that fun stuff.
That's very sad. Here is the last song for this week's Sakura Underground. Thanks for tuning in. If you made it this far, I'll leave a comment, suggestion, or request if you want to hear on Sakura Underground. Background is Somoy Yoshino. California, yeah.
The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Like a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb ass him be. The state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimp speed. On a mission for them greens. Lean, mean, money making machines serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since honeys was wearing Sassoon. Now it's 95 and they clock me and watch me. Diamond shining, looking like a Rob Liberace. It's all good. Diego to the Bay, your city is the bomb if your city making pain. Throw up a finger if you feel the same way. Straight putting it down for California, yeah.
California. west side, so you know the road will bow down to no man. Say what you say, but give me that bomb beat from Dre. Let me serenade the streets of L.A. From Oakland to Sacktown, the Bay Area and back down. Cali is where they put they Mac down. Give me love. Sacramento, where you at?